learning tools are hindering the effective teaching of subjects under the new lower secondary curriculum in Soroti City. Gaspar Adebo, the head of technical drawing department at Teso College Aloyet, says many schools lack enough tools required for learners, especially during examinations when sharing is not possible.
There is that fractal bit. We have incorporated all the fractals: woodwork, building, electricity, and metalwork, plus plumbing. All those ones, a child is supposed to learn them. And the practical comes in any of those areas, one of them. So therefore, if you have taught only electricity, you have not taught metalwork, and in case the unit comes in metalwork, the children just fail. That's all. So it is the reason why they are expected to have tools. If you look at the tools, that side there, those ones are for woodwork. If you look here, these are tools for building. This is the electricity. This side in the middle here, that's metalwork. We only have that, and then the devices behind there for holding. We still have a lot that we need.
Adebo adds that the number of learners offering technical drawing continues to increase, and yet the available equipment remain very limited. The deputy head teacher in charge academics, Teso College Aloyet, John Robert Olupot, is calling on parents to support schools by providing learners with the required tools starting from senior 3.
When they are in senior 2, we have a class level where parents and the children are talked to. Then the parent and the child will choose, because there are 7 comparison subjects. Then out of the 7, a child can add 1 or 2 from the vocational, from CRE, and from languages.
And meanwhile, the head teacher at Teso College Aloyet, Julius Opaso, says most schools implementing the new curriculum are operating with very few tools and equipment, which is affecting practical learning. Moving on in business, Enterprise Uganda has announced